Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. Today, we have a powerful man of God by the name of Elder Emmett Nevels. And guess what? He's my brother. Hey, Elder Nevels, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. How you doing? I'm so glad to have you here with me this morning.
I am doing fantabulous.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I just want you to tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Emmett Nevels, and I am the son of Bishop Emmett Nevels Sr. and the late Francis Nevels. And I'm the fourth child of five children. We reside here in Youngstown. I'm happily married, four children, live in Canfield, Ohio. Nevels Temple is my church home where I serve my father, Bishop Nevels, and I work with the youth. Always had a passion for youth there at the church, and just pretty much wherever I can find my hands, whatever I can find my hands to do. I do that there at the church to serve.
I'm so amazed of what God is doing in your life and the powerful ministry that you have. And today, it seems like the youth is having a hard time fighting the battle. What advice can you give the youth?
Again, thank you for this opportunity. I love the young people, youth, that's right down my alley. Again, I work with them at our church. And young people, they need attention. They need mentorship. So many times we focus the problems, the issues on the young people, but it's not so much the young people. It's who's mentoring. Who are they following? Who are they watching? With social media, Facebook, Instagram, there's so many influences toward our young people. So my suggestion, if the leaders, the mentors could take and even in school is becoming a sore to our young people. They've taken prayer out of school. I mentioned that at another meeting I had, if they could just possibly put prayer back in school, I think that would deter so many issues that our young people are having. My mind goes to Josiah. He was 8 years old when God had called him to ministry, and seeing all of the bad things that the people were doing, he had a heart after God, and God used him at 8 years old. And I believe that there are some young people today that God talks to. They just don't know how to answer.
Right.
And I think it was Samuel. God called him three times, and he thought it was his master. He went three times, and finally Eli realized that it was God calling him. So I believe if you have that mentor, that leader who's set in place that can lead our children, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a mother, a father, a pastor, that would lead them the right way. So it is more or less we need leaders. We need mentors, those who can pray with our children, tell them right from wrong. Proverbs tell us to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart. So I think we need to gear in and hone in on to the leaders and the mothers and teachers. And I think we can start something positive that way. So I believe if we take that initial step to show that we care and not looking for anything in return, but show young people that we care, I believe they will receive us with open arms. Jesus says, suffer the children and bid them to come. So I believe when you give children an opportunity, right then when we offered them Christ, they were able to come up and they received him. And so it's our duty and our job to teach them about Christ, teach them how to be good children, teach them how to be obedient in school, and bring back the things that were foundational.
How can young people today stay safe with everything at them, like you were saying, Facebook, and how can they set themselves apart and want to just be used by God?
One must be taught Jesus with no candy or no sugar coat. And I believe when you present Jesus as he is, I believe it will become true. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." A lot of times we have a lot of helps to bring, and there's nothing wrong with helps, but I think when you cover and hide Jesus behind the helps, it makes one lose focus. So I believe if we present Jesus, like I said, tell them that he loves them and be true to him. Who is Jesus? First of all, do you know he came to die for you? Do you know he cares about you? He wants to help you with your problems. Not to say that your problems will leave, but he will help you go through your problems. And I believe when we be true, when we're true to young people, then they'll be able to accept him. And once they accept him, we continue to teach them. I believe that God will keep them. Again, we teach that you need the Holy Ghost, or you need the Holy Ghost to keep you. He comes to walk beside, talk, and he's Paracletos. He walks along with us. So I believe once they receive Christ, then they become a recipient of the Holy Ghost, which he will then keep them and teach them all things. You know, when you don't sugarcoat, mommy and daddy, they didn't sugarcoat anything. They just told us the raw truth. And then to add upon that, they lived what they taught us.
That's so important.
They didn't allow us to go home and talk about people in church or what we saw in church.
It's so important for leadership. Mm-hmm. To start at home. Emmett, I've enjoyed you so much. I'd like for you to give your information of how people may contact you.
Thank you, Gail, for allowing me to come and share and talk with you and to inspire and maybe say something that may be beneficial to the young people that may be listening. You can find me on Facebook. My name, my email address is Emmett Nevels, my full name, EmmittNevels 40 at yahoo.com. So feel free to reach out to me. And I just want to say to all young people, listen, there's something great inside of you. God loves you. And he created you for a purpose. And understand that even though things may not look bright, you may go through certain things, you take those negative things and you use them for your good. Romans 8:38 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, which are called according to his purpose. And you must understand the negative things, God will take those things and make good out of them. There is good inside of you, regardless of what anyone says. There is good and greatness inside of you. God, we pray for them. Someone is going through something right now, whatever it may be. You know, you're God who knows everything. And God, as we make point of contact through radio airwaves, God, we ask that you would touch them even now as they listen to this prayer. God, whatever they may be facing, whatever the enemy has put before them, God, I pray right now that you give them the endurance, the strength, and the know-how, direction, how to get through what it is they're going through. And I pray, release, touch their minds from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, show them you. Show them that you can change all things. You can fix all things. That you do these things for us, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here with me on Sunday Inspiration.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.